You're listening to the Pastor's Podcast of Mission City Fellowship of San Antonio, Texas. Mission City Fellowship exists to make and mature disciples of Christ who live all of life for the glory of God and proclaim Christ for the joy of all people. You can find more resources like this one at missioncityfellowshipsa.org. Well, greetings, beloved and precious saints of Mission City Fellowship on this first week of a very warm February. Pastor Phil here, and we are getting our Pastor's Podcast going again for the year 2025. So with that, I want to start with, what is this Pastor's Podcast? What is it? Why are we doing it? We want to use it as a tool to connect to the church body beyond Sunday, but in an informal way. We're not interested in this going beyond our local church necessarily, but absolutely hope that this could serve our local church. Maybe something you can listen to on a car ride by yourself or with your kids or while working out or cutting grass. We hope it could just be another way, another simple way to connect with the people that we love as pastors of Mission City Fellowship. So there are weeks that it will be a simple reading of a catechism or a devotional, either for adults or at times maybe more directed towards children. And we'll talk more about the catechism here in a moment. Some weeks will be the pastors discussing a topic, as you've heard in the past, where Pastor Rob and I will get on and we'll just have some really enjoyable conversation, but we may talk about something personal and let you in on, just kind of sort of open the doorway into our lives. After all, pastors are people. And so let you into our lives, but then speak on a specific topic of choice. And so if you don't remember, there are actually two links to the Pastor's Podcast through our church app. The one link will take you so you can listen to the podcast. Another link is a submission link where you can submit topics or questions that we can consider talking about on a Pastor's Podcast. So don't forget, we are eager to have you submit topics that we can discuss. Some weeks may be one of the pastors talking with someone from our church body about a topic. And then other weeks, we may even draw in other pastors or other people from other congregations to speak on certain topics. So we really hope our Pastor's Podcast can sort of act as the Swiss Army knife. You know, if you remember, Swiss Army knives are tools and scissors and all sorts of things are tied in that. You know, they can be used for all sorts of things. And that would be the hope for our Pastor's Podcast. We announced at the beginning of the year that our family of churches, Sovereign Grace Churches, was releasing a catechism of 78 questions and answers from our statement of faith. We hope you've been able to get one of those and maybe even already begin going through it. And we hope it has served you. If there's anything to be said about our statement of faith, which you can also order just in a book form, I would say not only is it obviously biblical and theologically sound, packed full of truth, but it's worshipful. There is doxology in it. I would say, as I have read our statement of faith, there have been many times where I've just been in tears thinking of how wonderful our Lord is. And so I hope, even if you've already begun going through the Sovereign Grace Catechism, that has been the case for you. So why a catechism? What is a catechism, and why this catechism? So I want to take this just from the introduction of the actual Sovereign Grace Catechism, beginning on page 6. So why a catechism? The term catechism may sound sort of odd to our modern ears. It captures a simple idea, though, which finds its roots in the New Testament itself. Paul uses the verb katecheo, which is to teach or instruct, when he tells the Galatian church, "Let the one who is taught the word share all good things with the one who teaches. That's the word katecheo, Galatians 6:6. This command echoes a priority that runs through the Bible and is fundamental to the very fabric of Christianity. The essentials of the faith once for all delivered to the saints are to be faithfully passed on from generation to generation. The very, very thing Jesus commanded at the end of his earthly ministry in Matthew 28, verse 20. So with this goal in mind, a catechism is simply a document often in the form of questions and answers designed to provide instruction in Christian doctrine. And it's good for all ages, whether you're an adult or even down to our youngest children. In fact, when you look back throughout church history, it was a common thing as the Reformation sort of swept over different parts of the world. Part of that Reformation was it was capturing faith and the Word of God for every home. That worship wasn't just merely taking place at a big, beautiful church where the leaders spoke Latin and could only read the Bible themselves, but rather it was for all people, and that worship could happen at any moment, and especially in their own homes. And so it wasn't uncommon for pastors during the Reformation to visit homes and to lead the church through catechisms, just helping people understand a bit of truth at a time. So throughout church history, especially since the Reformation, instructional tools have been used to instill a knowledge of biblical doctrine in generations of adults and children. Martin Luther, whose small catechism became one of the most influential works of the Reformation, spoke of the astonishing effect this little work had. He said this, "By the grace of God, I have brought about such a change that nowadays a girl or boy of 15 knows more about the Christian doctrine than all the theologians of the great universities used to know in the old days. For among us, the catechism has come back into use." So in our digital age, which inundates us with voices clamoring for our attention and endless sources of distraction, the benefits of catechisms like this one have never been more important. They're doctrinal focus highlights the Bible's most central and enduring realities. Their crisp formulation helps to make biblical doctrine accessible. Their question and answer format designed for memorization aids in shaping our thinking and lodging truth in our hearts. Their interactive design transforms learning into a shared experience, which builds community in the family, the small group, and ultimately our church. So we are really grateful as a pastoral team and eager to just grow together in a simple way, and yet to see these wonderful truths of Scripture brought before our hearts and minds on a regular basis, and to do it together as a church. So this is our catechism. You know, this is our family of churches. This is our statement of faith, and it highlights the essential truths that bind us together as a church, as a confessional church. We confess truth together, we affirm it together, and as a family of churches. So I think you'll find just clear truth, doctrines that we treasure together, and as we go through our Sovereign Grace Catechism, it will mold our thinking and living, guard us against error, and foster heartfelt worship of God. So this is not merely a private doctrinal exercise type of a catechism. It is an ecclesiological tool to strengthen and sustain us both as individuals and as a church and churches pursuing the glory of Christ together. Our hope is that first, the catechism will start in your own home. So whether it be you as an individual, maybe with your morning devotional, as you start your day or end your day or take a lunch break, that you would take a moment to just look over the question and answer and the bit of truth for that week. and you would revisit that each day. So question one, you could just revisit that throughout the week until the next week and move to question two along with the church. And if you have children, maybe before you eat dinner, you just pull out the catechism, and before you pray for your food, you go over a question and answer and just review that particular week's question and answer and read the scripture and then pray in light of that, or maybe before bed or as you start your day as well. So there are numerous ways that we can utilize this in our homes and personally. So this week, we will officially begin going through our catechism together as a church. Our hope is that as kids go to Mission City Kids, that there will be a time to review the question and answer for that week. And at times, we may even include it in our Sunday morning worship. There are times where we do a call to worship, a corporate call to worship, where we declare scripture to begin our worship together. There are times where we do a confession of truth as a congregation together. And there are going to be times where we include a question and answer from our catechism. So these are ways you can be looking ahead to how we will be including this catechism and just walking through it together as a church. So with that, we begin our Sovereign Grace Catechism this week. So page 15, question one. What is our purpose in life? Answer, our purpose in life is to know God and to glorify Him through our Lord Jesus Christ. The scripture says in John chapter 17, verse 3, "And this is eternal life, that they know you, the only true God, and Jesus Christ, whom you have sent." What an important question to answer. There are so many of us who go through life wondering about, what do I do? What's the purpose of my life? And we're looking for our identity in a job or in school or how we're known by other people. And I just love that our very first question gets to the heart of why we exist. What is the purpose of your life? What is our purpose in life? Our purpose in life is to know God and to glorify Him through our Lord Jesus Christ. That's what we exist for. That's what you exist for. Created for the Lord, by the Lord, that He would be exalted and glorified. And I know one thing, kids and adults alike, I know one thing, there is great joy to be had in knowing the Lord. There is great joy and gladness and delight and pleasure and purpose in knowing the Lord, in living to know Him, in living for Him. May you know that joy and delight and pleasure and purpose as well. See you Sunday, precious saints.